literally started out as a lost bet.
When I was about 8 years old, we moved to the Gold Coast.
We woke up to a phone call at 4 o'clock in the morning.
We felt it was a bit conventional for us.
Whoa, what's going on? Am I going to make this?
Once upon a time.
Roscoe Elliott is a self-confessed AFL nut. And when he heard there was to be a new team based on the Gold Coast, and that's a long time ago now, it's a decade, if not more, he felt inspired. Roscoe, hello.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I am amazed that I didn't already know this story. I thought I knew everything about the start of the Suns' journey. I didn't know the song came before the team, almost.
Yeah, it was basically when they first got their license, and I was just sitting around in my little room, and I just thought I would absolutely froth on, being able to write a club song for an AFL team. And so I just kind of, I had no contacts, no one to speak to at AFL level, and I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to go out on a massive limb here, and I just basically spent a couple grand on a demo and, just sent it off and found an email on the AFL website and just sent it off there.
I know you're saying no contacts and you sort of slipped in no context. You had no context really at that stage, did you?
Well, I guess so as well, yeah.
Were they called the Suns at this particular moment?
No. So, like, at that point it was just Gold Coast. So I think there were toying with like Sharks or Lifeguards or something like that, and I just made sense to me that it would be Suns. So,
did you in a way come up with the name of our team as well as the song?
I need to go back. I've lost the old computer where I sent all these emails, but I need to go back and have a good check about that, because it may just have happened. I don't want to call it, but you know, it may have just happened that way. Yeah.
But it does. It's feeling that way at the moment. So tell me what when you sat down, because a lot of these songs, they're old, traditional songs, and we are going to hear the whole theme song in a moment, but let's talk about it first so that when we listen to it, we'll listen to it with the ears of those who are now in the know of how it came about. What were you trying to do? In some ways, you've got to pay homage to a past, but we didn't have one at that stage.
Well, absolutely. And I think, like, just listening to all the old songs and the ones that I really loved, just based on really, really strong horns, and I just felt like I wanted to write thinking about the horns first. And it was kind of, so when I was at my keyboard, I think that opening lick just kind of came to me out of, I don't know where it came to, but as I was sitting at the piano, it just came to me, and I just thought, all right, I'm going to start it with that. And
like, then, dun, 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 dun,
yeah,
I can hear
and
this.
I wanted to really, the horns to start it and then to the whole band to come in. So, yeah. And then the fact that it's now like played after every goal, it's just a dream, really. I love it.
I love the way you say, and then the whole band to come in. But you are the band, Roscoe, right?
Yeah. So I wrote all the parts and sang most of the voices. So I think I did about 10 of the voices on there and played most of the instruments except the string section. And then, had a couple other guys to do some vocals as well to give that real, you know, gang-style vocal sound, yeah.
You and I are talking right now. You're in Melbourne. I'm on the Gold Coast. And as I understand it, you visited here once, maybe when you were a teenager, but this isn't a place you're super familiar with, right?
Yeah, not at all. I know of it just from family holidays when I was a kid, but that's about it really. And apart from having friends that have played shows up there, and that's about it.
I'm going to play the whole song, because I think now that we know that you were sitting down, the team hasn't even begun. In fact, the AFL haven't even put out a call yet for someone to create a song. This is just you, Roscoe Elliott, in your own place, in Melbourne, saying, geez, I'd love to be the person who writes an AFL theme song. And this is what you came up with. Let's take a listen to it in full, knowing this story now, and I've got a few other questions to ask you.
Run, run.
How do you feel listening to it, Roscoe?
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Like, it just really... I just always feel just so many emotions, like, hearing it, and especially watching when the boys win and the girls now especially as well. I mean, it just... I just love it so much, and especially, like, watching the team now and how they've developed and watching, you know, the kids, they just... It just seems like there's just so much more life into it, and I'm so invested in it right now. And watching Rowley and to see Rowley and Rankin run around on the same field together this year would just be an absolute dream. And then, yeah.
Yeah. And when they sing it, you know, and sadly not as many times as we would like them to.
Absolutely.
We know it's been tough. There's no doubt about it. But luckily they're the team that never say die, so we're all right. That's what the song says. That's what they have to be. When they're singing it with gusto, is there something extra special about that?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it just feels kind of surreal because you're watching, you know, I watch every game and, yeah, when they do get into the rooms and sing it, I just kind of, it still feels like a little bit in shock, and it's, you know, lovely to see, like, something that I came up in my bedroom with, you know, didn't know anyone or anything on the Gold Coast, and now a bunch of, you know, it's sung around the stadium and in the rooms.
I do feel that you need to make a trip to the Gold Coast. If we can keep our borders open, which they are right now, the footy season underway, round one, and it's nothing, thankfully, like it was this time last year.
Absolutely.
Are you planning to come on up? Will you see song in its full entirety and preferably a winning game in Carrara Stadium?
I would absolutely die to come up there and see that and witness that. So when I... initially got the deal, I think it was like 1 week later they let go all of the people that I was dealing with, and then I didn't get an invite to the song launch.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I just watched it on my like live stream on my computer, and so I lost all the contacts, and I've never got in contact with anyone up there again. So I really want to get back in contact, and you know. Because, you know, I would absolutely die to go and see that up there. That'd just be, you know, everything.
I can't believe you weren't at the song launch of your own song. Roscoe, yeah. we're going to write this wrong. We are going to write this. I've got contacts at the Suns. I was just talking to the coach the other day. If the coach can't do something about it, so then what's going on?
I love Joey too. Oh.
Can I ask, it wasn't as simple as saying, hey, by the way, I've made this song here, you know, it's yours. The AFL did try looking for other songs, didn't they? They knew yours was in existence, but it didn't happen. How did it come about?
Look, it was a hard slog to get it over the line because I sent in the song and then heard nothing for 3 months. And I said, all right, I've just wasted a bunch of money. That's fine. Cool. I'll just wear that. And then I just got a little cheeky email from the AFL saying, hey, Roscoe, we love the song. We'd love you to donate it to the club as a sense of pride. And I said, well, that's a bit cheeky. I'm not going to give it for free. And so I just said no. And then they got in a bunch of songwriters across Australia. And then they still came back to me in the end. And then we started to work on it together. And then, yeah.
So the AFL did try to get songwriters to do something, but they basically hadn't made anything better than yours, clearly.
Well, they came back to me, and that was all I wanted. So, and then you had to get the old lawyers involved and, you know, strike out a deal.
Yeah. And make one change, a little change. What's the line? Yeah. There's a line that you don't quite like in it. It's not yours, is it, either?
I wrote all the lyrics, and I was happy with them. And then the manager at the time said, the players want to get involved. And I was like, okay, cool. And they came back with the lyric that they wanted to put into the song after the fight, fight, fight bit. And they said, all right, what were they thinking? They were saying, and they go, all right, we're really keen on run, run, run all the way. I was like, really? Is that what you want to go with?
So you had fight, fight, fight till we hold up the cup. And what would have come after that?
I think it was run, we will never give in, something
okay,
like that.
Right.
I'm trying to remember because I didn't want to have like two fight, fight, fight and then run, run, run. Like I... thought it sounded
like do run 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 to do run run.
So but now I still love everything now, so it's, you know, it's all good.
That's the footballers' extra bit.
Yeah, good. Absolutely.
You know, they've got to have their little bit in there. Fair enough. 100%. Fair enough. But it's the one line that Roscoe Elliott did not write of this entire song that he did write from his bedroom in his football-loving home in Melbourne. We're going to get you to the Gold Coast We are celebrating you on ABC Gold Coast. That is one thing for sure, Roscoe.
And that sounds absolutely amazing.
I mean, I can't pay for your flight or anything like that, but we're definitely letting the local sons here know that, hey, remember Roscoe?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, if you could put me back in contact with anyone up there, that would be a dream. And yeah, and just to see them live and yeah, and hopefully hear that song. But yeah, even when they, you know, even when they run out, they play it. So like, you know, that would also be out of this world as well. So
Carrara,
yeah,
full stadium one day soon. Roscoe Elliott listening to the song he created for the Suns, and maybe, just maybe, a finals season for the men's team. Let's just go for the whole thing. Let's go for a flag. Why not?
Absolutely.
Maybe, who knows? I don't know if that's this season, but let's. If you don't have a dream, how does a dream come true, Roscoe?
Exactly.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.
Oh, so lovely to talk to you too.